heard a song and instantly felt a surge of nostalgia. Or maybe you've smelt a certain fragrance and suddenly a flood of memories come rushing back. By the end of the episode, you'll understand exactly why this happens and, more importantly, how you can use this psychological trick to anchor success, confidence and peak performance. Anchoring itself then, for those of you who don't know, is a psychological phenomenon where our brains associate certain stimuli like sights, sounds, smells, even physical movements with an emotional or mental state. It's a concept sort of rooted in neuro-linguistic programming and classical conditioning. Think about Pavlov's dogs. We've spoken about this before. Every time he rang the bell, the dog salivated, even if there was no food. Their brains had become anchored to the sound of the bell to expect food. Now you're probably thinking, well, great, but I'm not a dog. I don't want to eat, so how does this help me? So stick with it for a second, because anchoring isn't just about conditioning reactions, but actually controlling your own state of mind at will, so being proactive. Anchoring is obviously that relationship between a state, a feeling, and what causes it. So in the Pavlov's dogs example, obviously it's the ringing of the bell and it's the state of being hungry or salivating. The truth is you're already using anchoring, whether you realise it or not. The mind likes to use things to create states. Have you ever noticed how certain songs can hype you up for a workout? You've got a gym playlist. Maybe you've got a going out playlist. And they bring back memories or create a certain state within yourself. Those songs are anchors. Maybe you have something you say to yourself before you go into an interview to get you in a confident mood, or if you go up on stage. Maybe you listen to certain songs before you fight, if you're an athlete, or you slap yourself around the face, again, trying to anchor a state to come out. Maybe you have a lucky suit or a power tie or a pair of shoes that make you feel invincible. Maybe you just stand tall with your shoulders back. Our subconscious mind is constantly forming these connections. You can consciously anchor success though, and anchor these things if you want to. And that's what's called deliberate anchoring. This is where you take control of your mental and emotional state, so that when you need confidence, focus, motivation, you can trigger it instantly. So firstly, we need to decide on the emotional state that you want to be able to access on demand. Do you want unshakable confidence for big meetings? Do you want laser focus when studying? Do you want relentless motivation at the gym? We then need to understand a time when we felt that, much like method acting, where they go back to a time where they felt a certain way in order to portray that on the screen correctly. This is what we need to do. Think of a time where you felt aggressive and angry. Think of a time where you felt charismatic. Maybe a time where you gave it an incredible presentation. And we want to understand when we felt this emotion at its peak. We need to relive that moment in our mind. What we saw, what we heard, what we felt. And then what we need to do, once we've established that, is to choose the anchor. So what button are we going to press in order to generate that particular feeling or state? It could be something like clenching your fist. You can anchor that state or that feeling or emotion to clenching your fist. Maybe it's a specific phrase that you say. Maybe it's, and people do this genuinely, they touch their leg in a certain way and they pinch themselves like near the knee and things like that, or they hit themselves a certain way in order to generate a certain emotion. Maybe you snap your fingers. Maybe there's a certain smell that triggers it for you. I don't know. And we need to link the emotion to the anchor. Immerse yourself in that powerful memory at the peak of that emotion and activate the anchor. If you choose the clenching of the fist, do it right as you feel that surge of confidence. And you have to repeat the process until it strengthens a link between the two in your brain. Test your anchor after a few repetitions. Test and retest and reinforce. Try and trigger it. Clench your fist. See if, you know, you can instantly change into a different version of yourself, essentially. Because you need anchors for different situations in life, especially how things are now. We live very fast lives now, don't we? We have to be a certain person at work and a certain person around the family, a certain person if we are an athlete and we fight, a certain person if we are public speaking, a certain person out with the boys. So we will have different anchors for business and sales, maybe sports performance, public speaking, you know, positivity or productivity or focus, whatever it's going to be. We need to have different anchors. Maybe you're pretty confident with how your body has naturally anchored itself in most areas, but actually maybe there's a couple of areas that you feel that your anchors are working against you. Because what if you've got bad anchors? Maybe you hear criticism and it reminds you of past failures, so you actually get scared. Maybe every time you sit at your desk, you feel sluggish because you associate it with boredom. And that's why, actually, sometimes doing everything in the same room can be a hindrance. If you sleep in the same room as you exercise, as you work, if you're disciplined, that's great and you can anchor yourself. But if you don't, it becomes difficult to motivate yourself because that's where you chill, where you lounge out, where you chill, you know, vegetate, whatever you want to call it, on the sofa. And it's difficult to then be able to do those separate things. Like, you'll know yourself, if you've got a study room, as soon as you get in the study room, you start focusing differently because you're anchored to that position. So if you've got negative anchors, we need to identify the trigger of it. We need to break the pattern, introduce a new positive experience to override the negative one and reinforce that positive anchor in its place. So anchoring can be a way then to master your emotional state. Instead of waiting for motivation or confidence randomly showing up, you can manufacture it on command. The most successful people don't leave their mental state to chance. They program themselves for success. So here's a challenge then. Try and create an anchor today. Start small. Maybe it's a power pose. Or maybe it's a thing that you say to yourself before a sales call. Think, and you have to really feel that time that you did it well, and that the emotional pattern that was felt in order to anchor that correctly. So give that a try and see if you've noticed any change within your life.